Well, I tell you what, one of my favorite shows on television is the Shark Tank, and of course I always pause and wait to see Mr. Wonderful Kevin O'Leary pounce on some unsuspecting person about their business opportunity. But he has decided perhaps to go in a new direction into the world of politics. Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, joins us now on the line. Good morning to you, sir.
Great to be here. Thank you.
I was very surprised to see that you have thrown your hat in for the office of Prime Minister of Canada. Wow. What made you decide to do this?
You know, it's a very interesting time in politics all around the world when you see that most people are tired of politicians and they would rather see business people or business leaders take the country in new directions. You've seen it happen in many, many different jurisdictions. Of course, here in the U.S. with Trump is a good example. And I find that very compelling because I'm really interested, and I'm a Canadian citizen. I was born in Montreal, and Canada and the United States have obviously been allies for 150 years. But now we find ourselves in a very difficult situation because our young prime minister took us off in a really new direction, more taxes, carbon taxes, all kinds of changes in the last 2 years. And then all of a sudden, Donald Trump gets elected and says he's going to do the exact opposite, lower taxes, deregulate, be more pro-business. And now Canadians are very worried they've gone in the wrong direction. They're looking for new leadership.
Now, Kevin, I have to ask you, I mean, you're a businessman. There's a reason why business people usually don't run for politics, because they take a pay cut. And you see all of just the trouble that the Trumps or the family, Mr. Trump himself. And so you look at this and say, yes, I want to go through this. I mean, I find this to be incredible. And this is one of those things, have you thought about how this would actually, I mean, you're obviously doing this for your country, but do you really want to go through all of just the shenanigans and all the pain and all of just the turmoil that you're seeing Trump and his family go through right now in Canada?
Are Canadians more polite?
Maybe that's it.
No. Canadians are not more polite. And you brought up a really big issue. I've been very, very lucky in life. And, you know, I look at financially how lucky I've been. And I started, as basically bankrupt when I was young. I couldn't even afford pizza at my wedding. And all of the luck I've had is, and I like to say it's partly luck, partly hard work, but I've had over 500,000 people email me and say, do this for your country, do it. And something inside of you changes when that occurs. I just want to try and lead. I want to see what it's like, and I'm ready to go to bat. And I don't owe anybody anything. I'm not a politician. I don't owe any favors to politicians. I don't have any foundations that foreigners have given money to. I'm just clear as the driven snow and mad as hell. So we're going to have some fun with this.
That sounds fun. I just have to ask, I'm sorry, have you talked to your fellow star on the show, Mark Cuban, about your ideas and you running for office and your motivation and what you've seen here? And has he given you any advice or, more importantly, said you're crazy?
Yeah, well, all of the sharks have said I'm crazy, but they've done that for the last 8 years.
Yeah, you proved them wrong.
At the end of what's really interesting about this, and I've had so many people call me and say, wait a second, you work for Mark Burnett. Trump worked for Mark Burnett. Is this sort of a Shark Tank versus
the Oh, I hadn't thought about that. That's right, yeah.
And Mark called me up, and I thought, these are remarkable times, because the only way that I would have this opportunity is because over the last 9 years, people all around the world have got to know me as that guy on Shark Tank. When I go to London, England, when I'm in Finland, for example, I didn't know how popular the show was over there, but they watch Shark Tank there, in Portugal. And so reality television has done something unique. It's starting to create G7 leaders. That's what's happening.
Interesting.
And that...
I don't think that's a joke, though. I think you're actually being serious. Do you think reality television, like Shark Tank, like Apprentice, are encouraging people from business to get out and actually get into public service?
You see, what happens in a show like that, and this is what I believe, is that people actually get to know your personality.
That's right.
They
mm-hmm.
see deep inside of you, because I have to be honest with you, when I go on the Shark Tank set today, I don't see the 26 cameras. That's really me there. And I'm put in an environment where I want to be competitive, and people either like you or they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something that has occurred over a long, long period of time. And there's a unique situation. A woman stopped me in the street yesterday. I was up in Toronto, Canada, and she said, you know, I don't like you at all, but I want you to lead my country. And I thought, wow. I asked her why. She said, we need someone like you now. We need you more than
ever. Well, listen, you are following, of course, in the mold of Donald Trump, and tomorrow at 12 o'clock, straight up noon, he will take the oath of office, become the 45th president of the United States. But it's been, well, tumultuous here in this town. As you observe there from your vantage point, what do you think about what you see going on here in the States?
You know, it's very divisive. Within my own family, you know, I have kids that have different opinions about this. My son cheered, my daughter wept. I mean, I have many families in America in the same boat. But here's the cold, hard truth about what's about to happen. Trump is going to take the U.S. into a very competitive place in terms of business. He's going to lower taxes, deregulate. There is no carbon tax anymore being contemplated in the United States. That puts Canada in a huge disadvantage because young Trudeau got into office just under 2 years ago and completely changed the landscape. He was encouraged by what happened at the meeting in Paris regarding climate change and added a carbon tax to Canada, added taxes to Canada, regulated oil and gas in a way that we've never seen before.
Right.
And people are really nervous now. They're saying, who's going to negotiate with Trump?
Yeah, well,
that's really what this is really why the call to action, really.
All I ask is just don't build a wall. Yeah. The campaign slogan's over. That one's been done. You cannot use that slogan. That has been retired.
Yeah, that's right. But
you
we
know,
need to.
I'm half Lebanese, half Irish. If there was a wall around Canada, I wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
We're just a whole different society on that issue. And the other thing to realize is Canada's unique. It's got a French language.
Mm-hmm.
There's two official languages.
Right.
Montreal is the best of New York and Paris combined. It's a completely different society there, and that makes it a different culture completely.
Well, listen, we wish all candidates good luck here on the Mornings of the Mall. Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful.
Take care.
It's going to be an interesting thing to watch north of the border here.